Hello there, dear True Light friend. It's wonderful to have you back with us. We are excited to present another captivating radio drama brought to you by True Light Ministries. This radio drama is titled Eschatology, Back to the Future, Who Are Worthy, and serves as the second part of a two-part series exploring the timeline of the end times. In our previous installment, Have You Seen Dear Angel? We journeyed through the final 7 years and 7 months on Earth, following Bill as he navigated through pivotal Bible prophecies related to the end times and their corresponding timelines. In this current radio drama, we will delve into the years that have passed and examine the biblical prophecies of the trumpets and the seals that have unfolded during that time. We encourage you to listen to this play first, as it will provide essential context before moving on to the other episode titled Have You Seen Dear Angel? By doing so, you will gain a clearer understanding of how the end time timeline aligns with biblical teachings. All scriptural references in our drama are sourced from the King James Version of the Bible, ensuring that the content remains faithful to the original texts. Before we dive into the narrative, let's take a moment to observe Peter and Vincent, two university students attending Omega University of Eschatology. We find ourselves in their university dorm, where Peter is engrossed in studying the Bible, specifically the chapters of Ezekiel 38 and 39. His expression reveals his discontent as he realizes that the teachings of his professor do not align with the scripture he is examining. This moment sets the stage for our journey. So let's listen closely to what Peter has to share. We invite you to immerse yourself in this captivating experience and enjoy the profound insights that await you.
Ah, come on.
Sure, catch you later.
Bye.
Hey, Peter, are you really studying at this hour?
Hi, Vincent. It's just that there's something that doesn't make sense about today's teaching by the professor.
Why do you say that? Those professors have spent years studying the Bible and really know their stuff. Maybe you're just thinking too much about it.
No, you should take a look at this. I researched the doctrine the professor talked about regarding the Battle of Armageddon.
Okay.
He mentioned that Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 identify specific nations that will attack Israel. It is commonly taught that Russia and various Middle Eastern countries will launch an assault on Israel. But when God responds to this invasion, he will protect Israel with his power.
Yep, that sounds right.
It's from here where the professor's teaching doesn't really make sense, the professor said. The wrath described in Ezekiel 38:19-22 aligns with that in Revelation 16, which discusses the Battle of Armageddon. Additionally, the professor stated that Jesus returns to earth before this battle, called Gog and Magog, he also says is Armageddon. By comparing Ezekiel 39:17 through 20 with Revelation 16:17 through 20, he wants to demonstrate that the war in Ezekiel is indeed the Battle of Armageddon.
Okay, and? That sounds good to me. See, that's what the website on your screen is saying too.
No, this website and the teaching of the professor is wrong. What about the seals, the trumpets, and the vials of Revelation? Look, Israel is now in war with Hezbollah, Iran, Syria, and Iraq. Check out this news video.
Let's return to the Middle East now, and satellite images analyzed, verify, show damage to a number of military sites in Iran from Israeli strikes over the weekend. They include strikes on sites experts say were used for missile production and air defense, including one previously linked to Iran's nuclear program.
And Russia hasn't joined in yet. But if they decide to use a nuclear bomb, does that mean the rapture is happening soon? Is Jesus coming soon?
I still don't understand what's your issue. If that means Jesus is coming to collect us before the tribulation, so why aren't you excited about that?
What about the final 7 years, the wrath of God and the Antichrist as depicted in the Bible, particularly in the revelation given to John and the prophecies outlined by Daniel? Why are certain aspects of these biblical texts overlooked? It can only mean one thing, that the professor is misleading us.
So it turns out that the Gog and Magog war is actually different from the Battle of Armageddon? That's a big revelation. It really makes you think about everything we believed before. Now, what steps should we take moving forward? Where can we search for the real truth? And how are we going to prove the professor wrong?
Well, I came across a website for a radio station named True Light, where Pastor Dirk shares insightful articles focused on the topic of the end times. And I have the audio available for you to listen to right here.
Greetings, I am Pastor Dirk from True Light Ministries. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God of the universe. To understand eschatology, a study of the end times, you have to go back to the future, to the back of the Bible into the future. The secret of understanding the end time timeline, you need to understand that the seventh seal and the seventh trumpet and the seventh plague of God's wrath describes the same event in the future, the Battle of Armageddon. From that point, you can study backwards to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The seven seals run over a time period of 2,000 years plus. The seven trumpets runs over a time period of 100 years plus, and the seven plagues over a time period of 2.5 years, all ending at the Battle of Armageddon. True Light Ministries has written and compiled three radio drama plays. The first play, called The Place of Death, starts this eschatology timeline, and our third play continues from the point in time and end at the start of the second play, called Have You Seen Dear Angel? Our third play, Back to the Future, completes the link between the first two radio dramas and makes one large time study line. Listen to it in that order. First one first, the second one third, and the third one second. And you will understand the eschatology timeline as clear as the Holy Spirit placed it in the Bible.
Okay, wow. So to understand the end time, we need to go back in Scripture to understand the future and timeline of the end of days.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
How about we check out that radio drama the pastor talked about?
Let me quickly check where's the play.
And grab a pen and paper along with your Bible. I'm sure they're going to give Bible verses, and I don't want to miss it.
Here it is. Let us check it out and give it a listen.
Greetings, my friend. It's so great to see you again. I've been wondering how you've been doing. Your timing couldn't be better. I have just completed some enhancements on the Prophecy Time Travel Machine. You absolutely need to see the machine operate. Not only can we venture into the future as we did on our last adventure, but with these new updates, we now have the ability to travel back in time as well. And that's not all. I can now display several historical Bible prophecy events simultaneously, which opens up a whole new way for us to explore different moments in time. Imagine being able to witness various significant occurrences all at once. This feature will allow us to gain a deeper understanding of history and how different events are interconnected. Isn't this an amazing advancement? The possibilities for exploration are endless, and I can't wait for you to experience it firsthand. Together, we can embark on thrilling journeys through time, discovering the past and the future in ways we never thought possible. In your previous journey, I guided you from the initial conflict of Gog and Magog right up to the intense showdown of Armageddon, which marks the last 7 years on Earth. Now, I want to revisit the earlier events, starting with the first trumpet up to the fourth trumpet, just before Gog and Magog, including the five seals already opened. By exploring these initial trumpets and seals, we can gain a clearer understanding of the events leading up to the end times. This journey back will help us connect the dots and see how the earlier events set the stage for the final moments of history. Are you ready? Please step into the prophecy time travel machine.
Can you hear me clearly? Great! I will now enter all the necessary information into the computer system to ensure a smooth journey through time. Let's start our journey at the island of Patmos, where John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, was imprisoned, and where he received the revelation about the end of days from Jesus and his angels. Let's go back to the past. Welcome to the island of Patmos, a Greek island located in the Aegean Sea. This is the site where John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, was exiled by Roman officials after surviving a harrowing experience of being immersed in boiling oil in Rome and suffering nothing from it. It was here that he penned the Book of Revelation, guided by an angel of God who revealed visions of future events. Look, John is over there with the angel of God. Let's pay attention to what they have to say.
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying,
I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea.
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said,
Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
And immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying,
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice,
Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?
And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me,
Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the 7 seals thereof.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came, and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying,
of the throne and of the 4 living creatures. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice,
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying,
Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
John just witnessed a book sealed with 7 seals, which only Jesus could open due to his triumph over death on the cross. Jesus Christ alone was deemed worthy to unveil this book, and he did so by breaking each seal individually. With each seal that was opened, John experienced a vision revealing the contents within that section of the book. The first 5 seals are described in Revelation 6, 1-11, while the 6th seal's unveiling starts in Revelation 6:12 and extends into chapter 7. The first 4 seals are the 4 spirits of the heavens. But wait! Let me show the event Zechariah saw about 520 to 518 BC. Let me bring the event into the prophecy time travel machine. Here it is. Let's take a look.
And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came 4 chariots out from between 2 mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. In the 1st chariot were red horses, and in the 2nd chariot black horses, and in the 3rd chariot white horses, and in the 4th chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, What are these, my lord? And the angel answered and said unto me,
These are the 4 spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses, which are therein, go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth, and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth.
And he said,
Get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth.
So they walked to and fro through the earth. Then cried he upon me, and spake unto me, saying,
Behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country.
Now that we have a clearer grasp of the 4 spirits of the heavens, commonly referred to as the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse, I will now take you on a journey through each of the seals that have been unveiled. We will also explore the trumpets that have already sounded. Now let's travel to the 1st seal.
Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men.
Welcome to the 1st seal, the birth of a false belief system, which is linked to the evil spirit of the Holy Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic Church, led by the White Pope. This is symbolized by the White Horse. According to the tradition of the Catholic Church, it started from the day of Pentecost. At the Upper Room of Jerusalem, the Catholic tradition considers that the church is a continuation of the early Christian community established by the disciples of Jesus. The church considers its bishops to be the successors to Jesus' apostles and the church's leader, the Bishop of Rome, also known as the Pope, to be the sole successor to St. Peter, who ministered in Rome in the first century AD after his appointment by Jesus as head of the church. By the end of the second century, bishops began congregating in regional synods to resolve doctrinal and administrative issues. The church at Rome might even function as a court of appeal on doctrinal issues. The white horse resembles the white pope that leads the Roman Catholic Church. Everything the white pope owns are white. If he had a horse, it will be white. The Bible states he wears a crown and conquers. Since the first pope until today, holy authority is given to the reigning pope, and the Catholic Church conquered all over the world with the knight factions like the Templar and Malta Knights becoming the richest and strongest church group on earth. The Vatican owns diplomatic immunity. Let me play the event that John saw in Revelation 6.
And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying,
"Come and see."
And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer.
Now, moving forward to the second seal. Religion, the evil spirit of communism and socialism. The birth of Red Russia and Red China, called the Red Horse. The Bible states that they take peace from the earth and killed with the sword even one another. History proves that the Red Horse is communism and the countries supporting this evil belief system. The Communist Manifesto was written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in 1847 to 48, just before the revolutions of 1848 swept Europe, expressing what they termed scientific socialism. In the last third of the 19th century, parties dedicated to democratic socialism arose in Europe, drawing mainly from Marxism. By 1888, Marxists employed the term socialism in place of communism, which had come to be considered an old-fashioned synonym for the former. It was not until 1917, with the October Revolution, that socialism came to be used to refer to a distinct stage between capitalism and communism. Let me play the event that John saw in Revelation 6, verse 3.
And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say,
"Come and see."
And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword.
And now let us move forward to the third seal. Third seal, the birth of the false belief system. Religion, the evil spirit of capitalism. The Jesuit order, Illuminati, Freemason group with their black pope called the Black Horse. Currently the fruits of this belief system around us, Black Friday's sales. The Bible says the rider has a pair of balances in his hand, a buy and sell. The origin of the evil belief system called capitalism, with their god, Mammon. Modern capitalist theory is traditionally traced to the First and Second Temples, but in 18th century treatise, an inquiry into the nature and causes of the wealth of nations by Scottish political economist Adam Smith, and the origins of capitalism as an economic system can be placed in the Old Testament already, and coined in the 6th century called capitalism. I want to briefly play the event John witnessed regarding the black horse in Revelation 6:5.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say,
"Come and see!"
And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say,
"A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine."
There's one more horse to cover, so let's take you to the fourth seal.
Aloha, come on, aloha, come on. Aloha, come on, aloha, come on.
Fourth seal, the birth of the false belief system, religion, the evil spirit of Islam. Muslim movement called the pale horse, in translation, the light green horse. The color around Islam is light green, and their extreme member are known as suicide bombers. Like the Bible says, they are called death, and hell followed them. The start of Islam is marked in the year 610, following the first revelation to the prophet Muhammad at the age of 40. Muhammad and his followers spread the teachings of Islam throughout the Arabian Peninsula. Allow me to replay the scene that John witnessed in Revelation 6, verse 7.
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth.
We just took a quick look at the spirit world and the events surrounding the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now let's turn our attention to the fifth seal, which highlights the struggles and oppression that Jewish and Christian communities face from these four deceptive religious groups.
And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying,
How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Now, we will discuss the significance of the trumpets. The trumpets represent significant events that arise from the conflicts initiated by the four seals or the four horsemen, all of which are striving for a unified global order. Currently, the world is influenced by the forces of the white and black horses, which are associated with the Jesuit order or the Holy Roman Empire. The combo of the red and light green horses are currently building up to become the new controlling world order, but will be stopped by God at the Battle of Gog and Magog. And a new world order with the soon-to-be-appointed Jewish Messiah, aka the Antichrist, will take over, that will include the current world order of the Jesuits. Well, my friend, allow me to take you to the moment when the first trumpet sounded. Are in 1916, the First World War, the first truly global conflict. From 1914 to 1918, fighting took place across several continents, at sea and, for the first time, in the air. This was war on an unprecedented scale, with battles often lasting months instead of days. John describes an apocalyptic vision. His vision explains the triggering event of the sounding of the first trumpet. Hail and fire mixed with blood falling to the ice snowy ground, and approximately 33% of all of the grass and trees in the known world destroyed. During World War I, large amounts of artillery shells and chemical agents were released on troops for the first time in history through modern warfare, killing over 8 million people. Soldiers on both sides burned vast tracts of land in order to eliminate any natural or man-made items that their enemies could use. This event is similarly depicted in Revelation 8:7.
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up.
Let's now fast forward to World War II and the sounding of the second trumpet. World War II was a global war that lasted 6 years and involved more than 30 countries. It was the deadliest war in history, with an estimated 60 to 80 million people killed. The war was fought between the Allied powers, which included the United States, Great Britain, and the Soviet Union, and the Axis powers, which included Nazi Germany, Italy, and Japan. Thank you. Bible explains that a third of the ships involved in the conflict that coincides with the activation of this trumpet will be destroyed. During World War II, approximately one-third of the ships that participated in the conflict were sunk. In turn, the nuclear bomb deployed at Hiroshima resembled something like a great mountain burning with fire, a sight that was new on the world stage. Allow me to play the event that John observed in Revelation 8:8.
And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed.
A huge explosion is on the way, so I'll take you to the third trumpet. The Chernobyl accident in 1986 was the result of a flawed reactor design that was operated with inadequately trained personnel.
Сер, що нам тепер робити?
Не знаю. Біжи.
The resulting steam explosion and fires released at least 5% of the radioactive reactor core into the environment. With the deposition of radioactive materials in many parts of Europe, the Chernobyl disaster that occurred in the Ukraine in 1986, whereupon he learned that Chernobyl means wormwood in Russian. Furthermore, the nuclear radiation that emanated from the destroyed power plant contaminated more than 33% of the water supply in Europe and Western Asia, killing thousands and affecting hundreds of thousands of other citizens with diseases caused by the radiation. Let's listen to the event in Revelation 8, verse 9, about the third trumpet.
And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
Now, let's proceed to the sounding of the fourth trumpet.
Story. The Iron Curtain between East Germany and West Berlin has come tumbling down. East Germany announced today it is opening its borders, allowing its citizens to go anywhere they wish. The future of the Berlin Wall is now up in the air.
The sounding of the fourth trumpet. At the fourth trumpet would sound before the length of the days become shortened, and the sun would not shine for a third of the day. Therefore, time will be shortened, and our days around the world will be experienced differently. After the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, a new world order with a new age of globalization began to develop. President Ronald Reagan challenged Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall, and 29 months later, the fourth trumpet sounded. It was on the 9th of November, 1989. 5 days after 500,000 people gathered in East Berlin in a mass protest, that the Berlin Wall dividing communist East Germany from West Germany crumbled. East German leaders had tried to calm mounting protests by loosening the borders, making travel easier for East Germans. That started the Cold War and are still ragging to today. Let's take a listen to the event in Revelation 8, verse 12.
Nicht danke auch.
And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice,
"Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! To the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound!"
Now, let's journey back to the present day, where I will share insights about the other trumpets at my laboratory.
Welcome back, my friend. It seems we have arrived just in time, as the prophecy time travel machine is beginning to show signs of overheating. This makes perfect sense considering our recent expedition through biblical prophecy, particularly focusing on the four seals and the four trumpets. We must acknowledge that two seals remain unopened. The sixth seal heralds the momentous second coming of Jesus, while the seventh seal signifies the climactic battle of Armageddon, both opened within a half an hour from each other. The fifth trumpet, for instance, is associated with a cataclysmic event involving the eruption of the supervolcano located in the Ring of Fire, including Yellowstone, which will erupt with devastating consequences to Mystery Babylon, California, and Washington states. Following this, the sixth trumpet, a dire situation concerning the last remaining water on Earth, centered around the Euphrates River. And finally leading us to the final trumpet, which signals the onset of the Battle of Armageddon. Remember, my friend, the secret to understanding Bible eschatology is to understand that the seventh seal, the seventh trumpet, and the seventh plague of God's wrath are the same event called the Battle of Armageddon. If you are curious about what lies ahead in our near future, tune in to our captivating radio play titled, "Have You Seen, Dear Angel?" That play will reveal events from the rise of Gog and Magog all the way to the Armageddon, the last 7 years and 7 months on Earth, exploring what life will be like for born-again Christians during that time. The radio play aims to enlighten you and reassure you that there is no need for fear, as God remains in control. However, an important question to consider is whether you are ready for the thrilling times that lie ahead. Have you embraced Jesus as your Savior, undergone water baptism, and received the Holy Spirit? God desires for you to be purified by the blood of Jesus, which is especially crucial in these difficult times. The purpose of the end times is to distinguish those who truly follow the one true God, serving as a test of your commitment to Jesus and His teachings. To gain more insight into end time events, you might want to consider reading the book titled Eschatology Back to the Future, which shares its name with our radio drama. Available on the True Light Ministries websites or through the link provided on this page you are currently on. I also encourage you to explore the Steps to Heaven website, where you can start at step one to prepare for heaven to be your eternal home. This site will guide you through the necessary steps to secure your place in heaven, offering you the comforting teachings of Jesus along the way. The website link is www.stepstoheaven.co.za. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey through time. And I leave you with the words of John in Revelation 22, verse 20 to 21.
He which testifieth these things saith,
surely I come quickly.
Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
This is a True Light Broadcasting Network production brought to you by True Light Ministries. We sincerely appreciate your listenership and support. Thank you for being a part of our community and supporting our mission to spread the light of truth. Thanks for listening along. God bless.